Hello once again. This is Mike Moody, and I am really enjoying this study this week in 1 Timothy chapter 3. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, again, we come to your presence with thanksgiving and joy, and we just worship the name and the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just are appreciative of what he has done on our behalf. We pray for those that know not Christ, that they might be convicted of their sins, that you might lead in their life, Father, pointing them unto yourself. We pray in Christ's name, and we ask for the teaching of the word today to be edifying to the believers. In his name we pray. Amen. Okay, again, we're in 1 Timothy chapter 3. I've been enjoying this study quite a bit, as I do in any study in the scripture. And we see here, as we left off yesterday, looking at the qualifications of the overseer, or the bishop, the elder, the shepherd of the flock of the local church. And we see that in verse 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7, these verses here speak of the behavior, the qualifications thereof, of ones that are shepherding the flock. And as we left off yesterday, we were mentioning that not only those that are in this role of shepherding the local church, but any of us that are Christians, we can look at many of these qualifications, and if we're not holding to these, then we would have to count ourselves as in sin. For when it says not to be given to wine, and other places in the scripture tells us not to be given to much wine, and all these different terminology that indicate that drunkenness is sin. It's not just the overseer, it's any of us. To be drunk with wine in excess instead of filled with the Spirit is sin. Then we see also when it speaks of not being a brawler, not to be covetousness, to covet things, to desire other people's possessions and to covet to have this, that, or the other. These are sins of any Christian. But here it's speaking of the shepherd, the individual that is a shepherd desiring to work, these men that are the shepherds of a local assembly. And as we could go through each one of them, we see that they're exhorted to be vigilant. Vigilant means to be temperate. When it says of good behavior, this means to be orderly and modest. Also, we see to be no striker. This means not to be a brawler. To be sober means to be sober-minded. And we could go on. Not a brawler is mentioned in a different sense. It means also not contentious. Also, it goes on to say with all gravity. This means honesty of how we should have our children in subjection with all honesty or all gravity. Goes on to say in reference to our family or children that how can a man rule his own, if he cannot rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Certainly we are responsible for our children. We should be ones that shepherd the flock, ones that have their children being taught the word of God. They need discipline. They need spiritual food and nourishment. They need to be taught behavior. All these things that indicate that we have a spiritual home. For if a man cannot rule his own house, how can he take care of the church of God? Now, of course, we are not saying that someone is a shepherd, that their children are going to be the term out there, perfect little angels, as some would say. We understand that children are children. They are sinners by nature. And, of course, as when we were children, we were disobedient. That is why God teaches us to discipline the children, because the rod of correction is very well taught in the book of Proverbs. A child has a shepherd as their parent. A shepherd in the local church is their father, their dad. It doesn't mean that they're going to be perfect children, but they should be obedient to their parents. And this is a responsibility to those that are shepherds to have a godly home. It's not easy to raise children, but it is a joy. We have three children of our own, and Mark and Jeff work on this program as well. They have children of their own, and we all enjoy the blessing, as the scripture says in Psalm 127, of happy is the man whose quiver is full. So we say indeed that it is a joy to have children, but it is responsibility to anyone that I might be speaking to that is shepherding a flock, that is one of the shepherds in your local assembly. You have the responsibility of ruling your house well, to have a godly home, so that you'll be able to shepherd the flock of God. And it says, not a novice, which means not being a new convert. A man that is saved in January should not be one of the shepherds in the meeting in July. In 6 months, you're not going to have spiritual maturity to lead the flock. Now, we see throughout the world in different circumstances, like missionaries may go over to whatever country, and they may know much more than those that are the elders. I've heard this many times. The shepherds and pastors and elders in local churches, say in Africa or South America or somewhere that has not been taught the Word of God out in maybe in a jungle area or out in a desert area or somewhere out in the mission field, those that are the spiritual leaders there would be like fifth grade Sunday school as far as their knowledge of someone in America, maybe. They may not have the great knowledge yet. But then again, some of them would surprise you, I understand, and are very knowledgeable. But they are more spiritually grown than those that they are shepherding. That is the significant point. So we see that a shepherd should not be a novice. A novice meaning a new convert. And it goes on to explain one reason why. Not a novice, not a new convert, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall in the condemnation of the devil. We see pride is throughout the Word of God is a negative thing. It is sin. Satan was cast out of heaven because of pride. He said back in Ezekiel, I will be like the Most High God. I will. He said, I believe, 5 times recorded in Ezekiel that he had that pride. We see pride is always expressed. Generally, you'll find it as sin in the Word of God. So a young believer would be more apt to have pride, to be lifted up in such a way. Many times we see ones that are young Christians. Maybe it is a good idea to have a family before you attempt to shepherd the family of God, because you learn in your home environment what you need to know in leading the flock of God. When you have children and you raise your children, then you learn not only how to love them and how to discipline them and how to teach them, but a multitude of things, how to get along with one another and all of these wonderful things that apply to the local church. So a new believer would not have the experience nor the biblical knowledge, plus they would also be tempted with pride. And we see in scripture that pride comes before a fall. And here it's reiterated in chapter 3, verse 6 of 1 Timothy. And we would say with that not only is pride very dangerous, but also the weight of shepherding people of being one of the leaders in the meeting can be very great. So a physical maturity is not the main point, but it is important. Spiritual maturity is the emphasis on the spiritual leaders. For example, it's very needed to have a physical maturity, but the main emphasis is spiritual maturity. If you have someone 80 years old that is mature physically but has not grown in the Word spiritually, then you would be better to have a shepherd that's 35 years old that has been in the Word diligently for years, although he's half as the age of another person. The spiritual maturity is the main thrust, but it is very helpful to have someone with physical maturity because they know by experience the things of life. They have possibly been married and have children and all kinds of things that will make them a better shepherd. So we see when you have your shepherds in your local assembly, some of them may be older than others. This will naturally be the case. But spiritual maturity is the main emphasis. There's not a specific age group given. It doesn't say you have to be 25. It doesn't say you have to be 45. It doesn't say you have to be 75. But it does follow a good pattern. First of all, it has to be someone, it really needs to be someone with spiritual maturity. And secondly, it's good to have someone with some degree of physical maturity. So anyway, not a novice. A shepherd of the flock should not be a new convert. Now, it says, moreover, in verse 7, he must have a good report of them which are without. So those that are lost, now they may not agree with you. They are obviously in darkness, but they should not be able to bring reproach on the name of Christ because of the fact that they say, hey, this person here, he's a shepherd of the flock, he's supposed to be a preacher, he's supposed to be a bishop or a pastor, or whatever they call him, and this unbeliever may say, but this man here is talking evil at work, he's doing all kinds of ungodly things just as the rest of us, and yet he's supposed to be the preacher, or one of the preachers, one of the pastors over there at that local church. You know, we need to have a good report of them that are without, those that are without the body of Christ, those that are lost. And it says again, lest he fall into the reproach and the snare of the devil. Second time in two verses it mentions falling into the hands of the devil. Now that's not that has nothing to do with your salvation. You're secure in Christ when you know him, but there are times mentioned about how you can fall into the snare of the devil and things of this. But we see here the great need to have spiritual maturity, to have a good report of those that are without, those that are outside of the body of Christ. Now, again, we've been looking at 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. And Lord willing, tomorrow we would like to look at a few more practical ends of this role of being one of the shepherds in a local New Testament church. For Mark Beebe and Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody saying, write us at P.O. Box 689 in Ramsour, North Carolina, zip code 27316, and P.O. Box is 689 for anyone who has comments or questions. We would say tune in tomorrow for the last broadcast of the week. And next week we're looking for Jeff Buckles to be in Romans 9. Today I've probably been a little technical in going through the different qualifications, but Lord willing, tomorrow will be more so on the practical end. So join us.